Prosecutors in New York say they've uncovered an enormous insurance fraud ring. A grand jury has indicted well over 500 people, including doctors, lawyers, and others, all in connection with millions of dollars in insurance claims from staged auto accidents. Suffolk County District Attorney Thomas Spoda says the scam began with someone he calls a runner.
What would occur is that the runner is nothing other than a recruiter, a person who would hire normally friends or relatives, and they would receive certain monies, normally in the area of $500, for getting into the automobile and participating in this staged accident. The person who would actually drive the vehicle is called a crash dummy. And what would happen is the crash dummy would drive the car, and they would just cut in front of another car, oftentimes driven by women with children or the elderly, people who would not make a big fuss and be screaming and hollering as the police were arriving. They would slam on their brakes, and the innocent driver would crash into the back of the vehicle. While awaiting the police, a third vehicle would appear. The crash dummy would get into the vehicle and take off. And the reason that that was being done is because the crash dummies were involved in so many of these accidents, their names would keep appearing and appearing and appearing, and that would be an immediate tip-off. So that's why the crash dummy would disappear right away after the accident.
And so someone else in the car would then pose as the driver.
Exactly.
Quite an elaborate scheme. And I guess this ring also included a broad circle of doctors, psychiatrists, medical clinics. Just how vast was this network?
The grand jury has filed 567 indictments. To date, 85 people have been arrested and arraigned. So that's what we really were talking about. Of the 85, 16 were physicians, 5 psychologists, 4 chiropractors, 2 dentists, and then some acupuncturists and physical therapists, and of course some runners and crash dummies. And most significantly, there were 19 medical clinics, or so-called medical clinics, that were also indicted.
Were these actual clinics? Or just
no. What was happening is this organized ring would themselves hire receptionists, secretaries, their own friendly acupuncturists, physical therapists, orthopedists, neurologists, dentists, psychologists. And these people would then, of course, engage in very, very expensive, non-invasive procedures such as MRIs, which are extremely costly. And the doctors and the dentists and the psychologists were billing the insurance companies for work in which they did some or little of the work, and in many instances, none of the work.
So how did you ultimately crack this ring?
It was one of our prosecutors. I had established an insurance crime unit. And one of the prosecutors in the unit one day discovered a pattern of activity by a number of people who he traced back to 4 particular accidents, the same people in the same car. And from that, we started to look at it more closely, and using some databases that the insurance industry has and the National Insurance Crime Bureau has, we began to see this striking pattern of accidents involving the same people. In one instance in East Hampton, New York, the people who were involved in one of these staged accidents, all of them who said they were East Hampton residents, were all treated by the same physicians at a location in Queens County, New York, which is 90 miles away.
Quite a distance to travel for a doctor's appointment.
Oh, yeah. I mean, every single person went to every single doctor, every single dentist, every single neurologist, orthopedist. And they're all traveling 90 miles now. That doesn't take much to figure that one out.
Thank you very much for speaking with us, Mr. Spoda.
Sure, absolutely.
Thomas Spoda is the district attorney in Suffolk County, New York. He spoke to us about the indictment of hundreds of people, all accused of taking part in an auto insurance scam.